It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Stephen Skeep.
And I'm Don Gagne. In Chicago, the former White House Chief of Staff, Rahm Emanuel, is facing some obstacles in his bid to become mayor. First, Emanuel wanted to move back into his Chicago home, but the man renting it refused to leave and also said that he, too, planned to run for mayor. We're guessing it must have been a pretty colorful conversation between landlord and tenant. Now, Emanuel is facing questions over whether he is really a Chicago resident and qualifies to be on the ballot. Today, the city's Board of Elections will hear from Emanuel and the 25 people who have filed objections to his candidacy. NPR's David Shaper reports.
There is almost a circus-like atmosphere in the basement conference room of the Chicago Board of Elections set up to hear objections to Rahm Emanuel's candidacy for mayor.
Case number five. Objector is Eric Gatewood. Mr. Gatewood.
Hearing officer Joe Morris plays ringmaster as he tries to herd more than two dozen objectors and attorneys together with Emanuel's lawyers. Some of the objectors are veteran Chicago election attorneys. Others are local political activists and gadflies, and all want to speak their mind. That led tempers to flare a bit when Morris ruled one objector, Jeffrey Black, could not subpoena the head of the Chicago office of the FBI to verify where Emanuel lived.
It is superfluous. It's not germane to the issues we need to decide here. There's going to be plenty. Mr. Black, don't speak over me. Mr. Black, do not speak over me. Mr. Black, I've been very tolerant.
Morris vows to not allow grandstanding or repetitive inquiries, but it could get interesting as all 25 objectors will be allowed to question every witness, starting today with Emanuel himself. The convoluted battle is over whether Emanuel meets the requirement under Illinois law that candidates reside in the city they want to represent for 1 year prior to the election, which will be February 22nd. Emanuel and his family moved to Washington when he became President Obama's chief of staff almost 2 years ago. He moved back after Mayor Richard Daley announced in September he would not run for re-election. But Illinois law allows candidates to maintain residency if they show intent to return. Veteran Chicago elections lawyer Bert Odelson is leading the challenge against Emanuel. He says President Obama, for example, shows that intent by still owning a home here that he has returned to overnight a couple of times. But Odelson says Rahm Emanuel does not show that intent.
He has admitted he's been in Washington that length of time, and he has no place to come back to because his house is leased out. He had no residency in Chicago at the time he was in Washington.
Emanuel disagrees, pointing out that he didn't sell his Chicago house, nor did he and his family try to establish residency in D.C.
I was born in the city of Chicago. I pay property taxes in the city of Chicago. I have a car registered in the city of Chicago. I vote from the city of Chicago.
Furthermore, Emanuel's attorneys contend the job he left Chicago for, being President Obama's chief of staff, bolsters his case because Illinois law states that an elector cannot lose residency when, quote, on the business of the United States. But challenging lawyer Odelson says that law was meant for voters only, not candidates, and is restricted to those in the military.
In service to the United States means a serviceman in the service of the United States. That law was passed in 1943 for a very specific purpose.
Veteran Chicago election lawyer Andy Rauschy disagrees with those who call the challenges to Emanuel's residency a waste of time.
It's not a frivolous issue.
And Rauschy adds it's difficult to predict how the Board of Elections and ultimately the Illinois courts will rule.
Sometimes the politics in Chicago makes one feel like Alice in Wonderland, that one has fallen down the rabbit hole and ended up in a place where the normal rules of logic do not apply.
Emanuel's hearing before the Chicago Board of Elections could last several days, and regardless of what the board decides, the case will likely be appealed to the courts. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.